your wonderful emails and letters that we really do appreciate, by the way. They always say that the most eagerly anticipated section of these CDs is the featured album section. So being Christmas, we thought we'd give you a double portion. So I'm going to talk about Moon Goddess and Priestess, starting with Moon Goddess. I remember feeling very positive and very energetic and excited. It was the middle of summer, and I think we'd just finished building a very small lean-to extension onto the end of our bungalow, the house we owned at the time. And it was a very small sort of hot studio. I remember sort of sitting there in shorts and a t-shirt and just belting this music out. I'd been working very hard with Oriada and the Arthurian series and the Nazca albums, and I'd been doing a great deal of experimentation with new styles with them, and Oriada music being Holland and much more into European markets and things like that. I was able to do all kinds of different things, but it really did stretch me, which I really enjoyed as a musician, and I could bring that wealth of experience of everything I'd done, particularly the Arthurian albums with all the different kind of drums and beats and everything that I've been doing on the Arthurian albums, all the pounding skin drums that I hadn't done up to until then. And then there's the Nazca albums, very successful albums, where I'd been trying to play much more authentic styles of panpipes, much more Peruvian and Andes and subjects and things like that. And I was bringing that wealth of experience and everything I'd learned, and it all exploded for me in this new album I was working on, Moon Goddess. For me, Moon Goddess also signifies a change, heralds the passing of one era and the beginning of a new era. It's only 1 year later, and I was recording Priestess and Clan. And then, of course, you're into Medicine Woman 2, Millennium, Comet, Scroll. And you can hear that the albums that followed this were far more mature and more sophisticated, deeper. So I felt like I was hitting a new level of musicianship, a new confidence, a new maturity. And you can hear it. Looking at history, you can see where it all led. One of the craziest memories I have of recording Moon Goddess, and honest, this is absolutely true, as mad as it sounds. I was in this lean-to extension that we'd built for the studio, and it had an open apex ceiling, a long, long sloping ceiling coming down in front of me. So if you imagine, I'm sitting at the mixing desk, it's in front of me, and I'm playing the guitar there. And somewhere above the mixing desk, up in the ceiling, on the sloping ceiling, is a big one of those big roof windows that you can only reach with a pole, with a hook on the end. To open it, you know, you put the hook up and pull the window open. Well, what had happened is we had new neighbours. New neighbours had moved in, and they had these two white kittens. And one of them particularly was all over our house inside and out, very friendly. Exploring everything, you know, it knew no fear, you know, as cats do, nine lives. And it was there I was. If you imagine that track blasting away, you know, da-dum, dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum, dum, da-dum, and I'm playing away, and it's, you know, the whole house is shaking, you know, it's loud, and I was miles away. Then, unknown to me, this kitten was on our roof. And the window was unlocked so that it could swivel 360 degrees on itself, if you're right. It walked across the window thinking it was solid like roof tiles. And it must have walked across it and looked down, you know, being glass, it could see through. And thought, oh, look, there's a man down there. And as it walked to one end of the window, of course, the window swiveled with the weight of the cat, swiveled all the way around, closed, but deposited the cat on the inside of the room. And this caused his cat landed feet first, right in front of me on the mixing desk. Plop. I mean, it just like materialized there. It was like whoosh, thud, there was the cat. I leapt out of my skin. I mean, I was, you know, it was like this beast suddenly deposited. And we laughed about that for ages. I remember for hours afterwards we were laughing about it. And I was making up those little sort of voices of nonsense that I do. Like, sire, I discovered a portal. As if it was some sort of knight on a quest and it found this magical entrance into this house, into this building. I often wonder what went through the cat's imagination as it was sort of innocently walking along the roof, taking in the day. Well, it's nice up here, nice clouds, and it just disappeared. Music to me is a life force unto itself. You know, it's alive, it's an energy. And I think I try to harmonize myself with that energy, that life force, and I try to let it flow through me rather than battle with it or try and shape it into what I want or anything. I just go with the flow, if you like. So I do feel these it's hard to describe, but if you imagine, it's a bit like a tide coming in and out. You can feel the energy build and build and build and swell, and then the wave crashes and it dies down, and the energy passes naturally, and then another wave builds up and builds up and builds up, and you go with that. And that's, you could sum my career up just like waves hitting the shore, that you can feel these eras building, and you think, what on earth is he going to do next? And I keep somehow coming up with something new, or I take something a stage further, and it's changing and it's changing and it's changing, and I'm building and building and building. And I hit this peak, and then I gradually calm down and relax and hit a plateau, and then suddenly we're all off again. We start climbing up into another era, and Moon Goddess is on that top of the wave, if you like, of where the one era is passing and the new era is about to take off. We are now listening to Priestess in the background, and Moon Goddess and Priestess were recorded very close together, so I've always felt as though they were like extensions of each other, that they were partners. A confession, if you like, a behind the scenes story to Priestess, that Priestess was actually all written about the Easter Islands. You know, those huge heads and faces statues on Easter Island. That's what I was writing about, and the tentative title for it was Idol. So if you go back and you listen to the album, and if you haven't got a copy, they're available in the foyer. Okay, we'll just go, they have to upstairs, and they'll pop your uncle, you know, in the foyer. Okay, so if you go back and listen, you can hear all these ethnic drums and flutes and the mysticism and everything, and you go, oh yeah, Easter Island. Otherwise, what's really got ethnic drums and panpipes got to do with Atlantis? But somehow it works, doesn't it? All these years later, I'm very happy with it and comfortable with it. It does work as Priestess in Atlantis. It comes across and works very nicely. But that's not actually what I was writing about. Moon Goddess and Priestess also allowed me to get to know Lisa Iris. Lisa Iris is the American painter who painted the original painting images for both the covers. They're actually in real size, maybe 2-3 feet high. And she is the most remarkable lady, a head full of dreams and visions. And I just love her work. She did the originally the Medicine Woman cover and then the Kingdom of the Sun God cover. And I didn't really know her well. That was sort of all organized through the recording company. I knew of her, but didn't know her personally. And then when we got to around Moon Goddess Priestess, I got to know her personally. We've never met, but it was all communication by emails and letters and so on. And she's the most delightful lady, a true eccentric too. I mean, she'd say that of herself. She has this complete lack of ability to get on with the modern world. You know, anything electronic with buttons or modern or video players and computers and everything, not a chance of getting on with it or anything. She always gives me this image that she's sort of living in the middle of nowhere, just sort of painting in a sort of dusty attic somewhere, with no idea of what time or day it is or anything like that. Most delightful lady. I always did like Priestess, one of my favourites, particularly the very end track, because there is so much discord. I actually put discord into it with sort of wrong notes, if you like. And you can hear that in the background playing now, that was slightly off. Discorded notes and the soaring pampek, they make the whole thing just weep and soar. Very majestic, I really like it. What with flying cats and writing about the Easter Islands, that pretty well sums up the best of my failing memories on those projects. May Wendy and I and Caroline wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy, positive New Year. May the world find more peace. The next volume of the fan club CDs will contain a lot of material from Rhythm of the Ancients, as that album will be about finished by then. And of course, I look forward to talking about further featured albums from the catalogue.